Linda Yaccarino, the new boss at Twitter, was supposed to start her CEO job today. This comes at a time when the social media site's U.S. ad sales are plummeting. For a closer look, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Claire Duffy, CNN business writer who covers technology and strategies of big tech companies. Claire, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Holly.
Okay, so first of all, we think that Yaccarino has hired a second in command.
Yeah, she tweeted about that just yesterday, that she's already, it seems like, poached another NBC Universal marketing executive to work on Twitter's business operations. So it appears she has begun the role and is already starting to make some changes here.
So what do we think that she has to do? I mean, we're looking at some of the ad sales, and there's a report they're down like 59%, which, you know, I guess they knew things were going to be bad when the purchase happened. But, you know, what does this mean that Yaccarino has to do?
Right. So advertising sales used to be the majority of Twitter's revenue. So this is really a problem for the future of the company. And she's really going to have to come in and convince advertisers to come back to the platform. Many advertisers were concerned about the mass layoffs of ad sales executives at Twitter. They were concerned about an increase in hate speech and just sort of general uncertainty about the future of the platform. So she's going to have to try to use some of her connections, some of her, experience. She's widely respected in the ad industry to try to convince advertisers that their advertisements will not be up next to objectionable content on Twitter. And, you know, I think that it's possible that she's got a ways to go in doing that, because you have, on the other hand, Elon Musk, who is very committed to his vision of Twitter being a sort of free speech platform where anything goes. And so I think the biggest challenge for her is going to have to be sort of bringing some balance in and sort of balancing out his vision so that this is a safe platform for advertisers.
It does sound like a big ask to win back the advertisers. But what about winning back the actual workforce, the people who are there in the building?
Right. I mean, Twitter desperately needs some consistency in its leadership here. Musk came in, immediately laid off, you know, a majority of the workforce. He's made these policy decisions sort of on a whim without much, you know, apparent input from its employees. He's made changes to the actual physical offices, called employees back to the office. And so these employees have undergone a ton of change, a ton of uncertainty. And so she has, you know, also a job ahead of her in terms of convincing employees to stay, in terms of convincing new employees to join the company. I think that'll potentially be another really big challenge for her as she starts this job.
And we don't know for sure, but supposedly today was going to be the first day. But I think the first time you hear an address to the troops from her and then see what the reaction from investors is, then you get a better idea of, you know, testing the waters there.
Right. It will be really interesting, and I imagine it'll be a bit different from Elon Musk's first day when he walked into Twitter with a sink, which I'm sure many people will imagine.
Right.
It seems like she's going to come in with a, you know, sort of much different energy than he did, which may be exactly what the company needs.
Claire, thanks very much for your reporting and for joining us. Claire Duffy is a CNN business writer covering the business of technology and strategies of big tech companies.